Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, it's that time of year again. Memorial Day. It is not of God. Yeah, I want to bring this topic up to you. It's Memorial Day weekend. And I've written an article many years ago. It's on the teaching blog at don'tperish.com about this man-made holiday. It's really, when we look at it in truth, it's nothing more than a celebration of war, idolatrous patriotism, and death. This is not a holy thing before God, before a holy God. Why would his people of his kingdom, bought with his blood, why would they partake of this? The people that partake of this are the compromised evangelicals, Roman Catholics, the secular worldly people that put patriotism, freedom, their rights above the truth and holiness of God. No, if you look at it, test this holiday for what it is. It's a man-made holiday. It was founded, America, it's an American holiday, was founded on violence, greed over tax money, murder and war. And Brother Jim always asks this question, where did Christ's word ever teach anything like that for his New Testament body? Let me read you some scripture verses that will reset your mind on this holiday. Psalm 5:5, the foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Iniquity is sin. Sin would be patriotism, war, greed, killing, violence. Speaking of violence, Psalm 11:5, the Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. America dwells on violence. It's proud of its violent past. It loves violent movies. It loves violent sports. Wickedness that God will judge. Luke 16:15. And he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men. But God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. What's highly esteemed before man? Yeah, these holidays. Memorial Day, 4th of July, all the pagan holidays. It's an abomination to God. He did not ordain it. It does not glorify him. Again, it glorifies war, violence, death, commemorating dead soldiers. Yeah, a lot of soldiers died. Probably some died for good causes. Many died for terrible, unjust causes. That's something you can argue for the next couple of decades. But this is not of God, this holiday. Not what his saint should be focused on, is what I'm trying to get to you here. I love this verse. 2 Timothy 2, 3 and 4. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Hey, we're spiritual soldiers, amen? Because we're in a spiritual battle, Ephesians 5. Paul says, no man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. That's what Apostle Paul would say about Memorial Day. Why are you entangling yourself in the affairs of this life? You're to be a soldier of Christ, preaching the gospel, preaching righteousness, living holy and separated, being an example, not being a citizen of this world, as the book of Philippians says, but being a citizen of heaven. This is what we're supposed to be focused on, folks. If you claim Christ, why are you wasting your time on these man-made, wicked ways? Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, another one of my favorite verses. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It's your service, folks, to reject all of these false ways of man. That's part of your worship of God. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You think it's the will of God that you practice idolatry and patriotism in the celebration of war and violence and killing? You really think that's God's will? What Bible are you reading? Oh, you could read bits and pieces and try to justify yourself before men, but you will be guilty before God when you take his whole word into effect, into account, and see what he stands for. Oh no, this will not stand. Matthew 26, 52. Jesus said, "And then said Jesus unto him, Put up again thy sword into its place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword." Hey, you do whatever you want with that verse. Peter acted out in violence. It wasn't Jesus' time. Jesus told him, live by the sword, you'll die by it. How can Christians justify a mass celebration of idolatrous patriotism to a nation that murders babies, lives on greed, lust, porn, alcohol, is promoting sexual perversion, sodomy, and lesbian everywhere? How can people that claim Christ think that they can be on God's side while they stand for this type of wickedness instead of being holy before God? Now, Brother Jim and Sister Debbie were blessed to have left this holiday many years ago. It used to be a favorite of mine. I used to use it to celebrate the coming summer. I used to party. Now, I'll be street preaching Christ crucified, calling people out of their sin, their patriotism. That's what I needed. Out of their celebration of war and killing and murder and death. Oh no, my God's a God of life. He's not a God of death. Christ brought us new life. We no longer keep all these pagan festivals, man-made holidays, traditions, false ways. No, we're part of God's kingdom. His called out people. Holy, set apart, obedient. Why would we practice the ways of this culture that Christ is coming to destroy at his second coming? Think about that. There'll be no Memorial Day in heaven. He's coming to destroy everything man's created outside of what the Father has ordained. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, Jesus says, and all the rest will be added unto you. Are you seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness as you celebrate these man-made pagan holidays rooted in carnality, lasciviousness, murder, killing, violence, greed, patriotism, which is idolatry? Hey, check out my article, don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Look up Memorial Day Exposed. Test your ways, folks. Hopefully you're born again by the gospel. You'll be convicted of this and repent. Place your faith in Jesus Christ and his shed blood. Repent. Turn from your ways. Turn from your mind's own thinking and think. Put on the new mind of Christ. Be born again by his spirit. Obey God in holiness and obedience, following his word and ways, not the culture, and endure in the faith to the end. Yep, I just preached the gospel to you. That's what I'll be preaching this weekend. Go check out that article. Let me know I can help you in the faith. Every day, we want to pour out articles, audios, videos, sisters, blogs, trying to point you to the kingdom that's coming. And out of this kingdom of man, it's really Satan's kingdom. 2 Corinthians 4:4, he's the God of this world. He's the God of death. My Savior is the Prince of Peace, and he brings life. What are you going to focus on and celebrate this weekend? Hey, we love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. Let me know I can help you in the faith. May God be praised.